Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's give the Mercer County High School Scholastic Bowl team some recognition. They deserve it, man. They're 43-8 on the season. Champions of the Lincoln Trail Conference meet. They won a perfect 9-0. They're coached by Kyle Carrasco. He's been coaching Scholastic Bowl at the high school level, I think, now for 17 years. Congratulations, Coach. That was quite a weekend for the Golden Eagles Scholastic Bowl team as you sweep the LTC tournament. An impressive performance by the kids.
Yeah, it really was, Jim. They really dominated all day long. It was a bit of an unfinished business from last year. We got second of the tournament last year and lost on a tiebreaker. 10 points was our tiebreaker last year, which gave us second place. And we kind of went in with a motto of unfinished business this year, that we wanted to not only win everything, but win everything in a very dominating fashion. And we did. We scored 510 more points than the next closest team. So we really did a fine job of controlling the matches on Saturday.
And to recognize the kids on the roster, Haley Trombley, Gabby Whitehall, Andrew Phillips, Levi Burns, Eliza Whitehall, Anna Noble, Kira Anderson, Max Santiago, Jacob Duncan, Daniel Larson, Kendall Hedrick. So that's a solid group right there. What about those kids coming through? It looked like, as I mentioned, 43-8. Man, that's a good year.
It is. It is a very good year. And what made Saturdays even more impressive was we didn't even have our captain that day. I had gotten a text from my captain, Hunter Harris, and he was sick Saturday. He wasn't even able to make it. And so, we had to, that was emphasized to the kids, but as soon as they got on the bus to go, it was like, hey, we're all going to have to step up. Hunter answers a lot of questions. And they really, really did. I got to give a lot of credit to Andy Phillips and Max Santiago, because they really stepped up the effort, and they both earned all-conference honors as a result of that. But as a result of the whole season, 43-8, we've just had an outstanding year. It was probably the best one we've ever had in my time as the coach, either with Aledo or Mercer County. We've taken first at a couple tournaments, and we've had a couple fourths and a fifth as well. I don't think we've ever had a successful year as this. And I got to give full credit to the kids on this, Jim, because we emphasized this year, I wanted them to work outside of Scholastic Bowl practice to make improvements, and they have. They've gotten together and held practices at people's houses during the summertime, and they're still getting together during the year, learning stuff. Learning more about stuff we just didn't know. We've been in week in different areas over in the past, like art and music and stuff, and those kids have taken it under their own this year and have just done a great job in preparing themselves. They know so much more this year than they've known in the previous years I've had, and I've really been amazed by it. Their efforts have been tremendous this year.
Well, and I know when I've done Scholastic Bowl interviews with kids over the years, we talk about roster for a lot of team sports that we're so accustomed to. We always talk about balance, balance of the roster, whatever the sport is. And I know when I've talked to some kids, they talk about kind of balance in Scholastic Bowl, how you want kind of a cross-section of kids that may have expertise in different areas. So I assume some of that is in play with your Scholastic Bowl roster here in the 2018 season.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We've had kids in the past, who excelled at maybe like physics and chemistry, certain sciences, and you had some kids who were really good at literature and stuff like that. And we've had that this year. Leading up to this year, I had, my literature kid and my science kid and my history kid and geography kid and all that stuff. But what made this year different, I think, was the kids were not complacent. They decide, I know my history, I know my geography, but I need to learn more about the art. I need to learn more about classical music. And they, like I said, they really take it upon themselves to go out and find that stuff out. It's not a case this year where I've got my experts in each area. I've got all these well-rounded individuals who are looking to learn all these different subjects in order to help the team. And I think it clearly shows in the results that we've had.
Well, I know you get ready for the postseason. I think you told me off the air that the postseason starts, I think, as we're talking to you on this Monday, February the 26th. The regional begins a week from today, and I think you said you're going to the pool of death. So even though you've had a good season, you are facing some tough competition. So explain yourself, I guess.
We got the number two seed in the sectional, which is incredibly good. There was only one team ranked higher than us, and that was Peru St. Bede. We got assigned to a sectional down in Peoria Christian, and like I mentioned to you before, it's kind of like the World Cup pool of death. It's all the best teams are down there, and it'll be us and Peoria Christian, Elmwood. They're always very good, too. Farmington. Although we did beat Farmington a couple weeks ago at the Masonic tournament, there are a lot of really good teams down there, and the winner of that regional is really going to have to earn it. I think we've got as good a shot as anybody, but I've already emphasized to the team that there's going to be several very, very good teams there. I think we can hold our own. We did lose to Peoria Christian at the Masonic 2 weeks ago, but it was a very close loss. And so I'm actually kind of grateful for that because it kind of gets rid of a certain amount of cockiness, for lack of a better word. You know, we go in, we win a lot of matches, and we think we're invincible. Then we get that one loss there, and it just sort of serves as a reminder, hey, this is, you know, you got to take this serious, and you got to be ready, or else the same thing will happen again. So while losing, you know, it's never enjoyable, it serves as a good reminder, I think, in this case. So I don't think we'll go into the regional next week unprepared or unaware. I think we'll be going in ready to go. But it's not going to be easy, and it's a one and done. You lose any of the three matches that you got, and you're done for the night. You know, if you lose in the first round, then that's it. And that happened to us last year. We had a very good season last year, went into the sectional with a very high seed, and we hosted the regional, and in the first round we lost to a Stark County team that we had beaten by 200 points at the conference meet the week before. And they dominated us. So, you know, that serves as a reminder to the kids, too. Just because you're doing well doesn't mean that it's going to be a gimme. You got to bring your A game to each match. And if you do, then good things may happen. But, you know, it's not going to be easy this next Monday. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, So, man, you bring up that story. That was a tough day in Scholastic Bowl last year in the postseason for Mercer County, and a huge upset. But when I look at, like, your scores, as we're talking with Kyle Koresko, the Scholastic Bowl coach at the LTC, where you go a perfect 9-0 at Blackhawk East over the weekend, 340, 270, 270, 340, 350, 420, 400, 320, 300. So those look like pretty consistent scores, though, for you, where you're getting a lot of solid contributions, where hopefully something like that happened last year won't happen this year. I mean, those are some consistently good scores, it looks like, for you.
Yeah, and we've been really consistent in that regard all year long. Even some of the matches that we've lost, you know, we've still scored quite a few points. It's just the opponent we had was just on another level. You know, we've lost eight matches this year, but, you know, a few of those matches were, for instance, down at Macomb, where you're playing teams from the Springfield area, you know, who there are several classes up above us size-wise and everything like that. And sometimes you play a team like that and you're just like, okay, guys, let's at least try and score this game because it ain't going to be pretty. but, you know, a team's comparable to our size, a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, yeah, you know, we've been able to put up a good number of points this year. So, but like I said, if anything can happen at the regionals, and we want to avoid having that situation that happened last year. But these are harder questions, too, at the state level. So generally the winning teams for schools our size aren't going to be as high as we would see from regular season stuff. But like I said, I still think we got a pretty decent shot. It ain't going to be easy, but we got a shot.
All right. Well, again, the Mercer County High School Scholastic Bowl team putting together a great, great season. Champions of the Lincoln Trail Conference, winning the tournament over the weekend, and 43-8 on the season as they enter regional play next Monday down at Peoria Christian. Coach, nice going, and good luck in the postseason.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
All right, Kyle Koresko with us, the Scholastic Bowl coach at Mercer County High School, WRMJ and WRMJ.com.